Ever since the Navy Department decided it was time to cut its IT expenses by about 25% 2 years ago, the Navy's been making some interesting discoveries about what it's actually been doing with information technology and what it's spending. Back then, the service estimated its overall IT budget was around $7 billion. But as officials in the Navy CIO's office began poking into nooks and crannies, looking through what had been a highly decentralized IT acquisition process, it figured last year it was more like $9 billion. Janice Haith, the Navy's deputy CIO, says by this year, the estimate is $11
billion. Not because the money's getting smaller, because we're making people report and we're finding out where money's being spent. We had no idea before. We call it the gray IT, and both Admiral Roughhead and Admiral Greenan have directed us to get a handle on it and control it.
In that effort to centralize control, the Navy has come across vast swaths of IT infrastructure the CIO's office never knew about. Servers, data centers, applications, software licenses. Haith says until recently, the Navy thought it had most of its IT spend consolidated under the umbrella of its enterprise network, the Navy Marine Corps Intranet.
Turns out we had 302 legacy and accepted networks still sitting out there. Nobody looked at them, decided they didn't want to be bothered with them. Okay, so the CNO said, get rid of them. You got till March 2014. They got to go. Started doing that. Boy, has this been pain. I have never seen so many people tell me I can't move to the enterprise environment because I'm special and my data doesn't belong in the mass environment, and so you got to keep it. And we have a board called the Navy Enterprise Information Technology Guidance Board, and every month we sit there and we go through all these networks and you have to defend it to us. And guess what? We aren't approving any more networks. We aren't even allowing waivers. We're bringing them all into the NMCI environment. And if we can't get them in by March 14, by the time we have the new vendor selected for NGEN award, they will be migrating into NGEN.
NGEN is the follow-on contract to the Navy's NMCI network. An award is expected later this year. Haith told NAFSEA Northern Virginia luncheon that it wasn't just about networks, though. As part of the federal data center consolidation effort, the Navy's been trying to cut down its number of server facilities across the globe. First, though, the service had to determine how many it actually had, because 2 years ago, it didn't know. The CIO's office tasked the Navy Space and Naval Warfare Systems Command with counting them up and determining which ones could be shut down.
So we did the boots on the ground thing. We sent Spay War out in teams, go out to all these sites, tell us what we got, come back and report it. Wow, we thought we only had 6,000 servers and a little over 100 data centers. We have 32,000 servers that we know of today. And we have 210 data centers. And we're like, where did all this come from? So we have a problem. We never recorded it. We had no idea how much money we were spending on it. So we knew we had to close data centers.
The Navy decided it would try to scale back its number of data centers to just 25 in the continental U.S. And Haith says, as with the network consolidation effort, there was a rebellion in the ranks.
That didn't go over too well with many of our stakeholders. You can't take my data center. My data has to be right here with me because I can't work without it. And we're like, do you work in the cloud today? Do you know what the cloud is? Well, no. Do you have a Gmail account? Well, yeah, that's the cloud. That's basically all we're talking about. You just don't have to have your data with you. Education for us has been enormous in this area, particularly with some of the people of my generation and older who just think it has to be sitting right there next to you in order to do your job.
Haith says that perceived need to have data stored locally wound up leading to a huge underutilization of servers the Navy already owns. The concept of server virtualization in the Navy, she says, has been a foreign idea until recently.
They don't do it. They're like, we'll just buy another one. We'll just keep buying new servers. We'll keep buying new servers. Our hardware procurements are, we think, toppling almost $500 million just on servers alone every year. And we've streamlined in 2 years, and that's what they are last year.
Many of those data centers sprung up to support specific applications that Navy components determined they needed in order to meet their individual missions. 2 years ago, the Navy said it had about 15,000 distinct software applications, and consolidating and eliminating them would be a huge challenge. But Haith says that turned out to be only the tip of the iceberg.
Started doing some checking. We have 42,000 applications that were just in our RDT&E community. Turns out we have 27,000 that are non-program, program of record that have to be migrated, and we still haven't figured out how many we have on the warfighting side. So we have a lot of applications, and a lot of those applications got problems. They're not compliant with current regulations. They are in some kind of sustainment mode. If we get rid of it, it'll break something else. And if it breaks this, we can't do this. Big challenges for us.
The next challenge, she says, is consolidating software licenses. The Navy last year signed its first big enterprise-wide licensing agreement. It was for Microsoft products, and all Navy components are now required to use it if they want Microsoft software. The Navy expects to sign a deal with Oracle next. 17 major providers are next in line. And as in other areas of the Navy's IT spend, Haith says the service still doesn't know what it already owns and what it's already using.
Not only do we not know what we got, we can't even get anybody to tell us what we need for the future. We have no idea of what we're going to do. So that's also because we don't have an IT asset management tool either, and we know that. And we're working toward that, but in the meantime, we got to get the licenses done because the savings for us is significant. We've also been asked by many of the software vendors to do this because they're tired of dealing with 23 budget submitting offices in the entire Navy, everybody with different requirements, and then the individual program offices. Big dollar savings for us there, and we expect that to happen soon.
Haith says it's pretty clear that the centralization of authority over IT spending will bring a lot of long-run savings, but she says many of the IT modernization efforts the Navy wants to undertake will require some upfront investment. That's a tough sales pitch at a time when every corner of DoD is being told to cut back on operation and maintenance spending immediately. But she says it's a pitch the CIO's office needs to continue to make.
We do have a challenge with the leadership and understanding that in order to get to where they want us to be, you got to give us some money to get there first. And all of us in the services have the same problem. We cannot get them to understand. If it's going to cost us $50 million to close data centers and the return on investment is $200 million, you got to give it to us up front. You can't cut everything right now because we'll never get there. So we do have a hard time with that, but we also don't calculate our return on investment too well either because we don't know exactly what I call the eaches. So, for instance, on data center consolidation, we didn't look at the full gamut. We only looked at hardware, software, and people. There was an energy cost, and unfortunately in the Navy, we're just starting to smart meter our buildings, so we weren't sure what the cost was. We didn't think about the security in the buildings. We didn't think about tech refresh. We only thought about the here and now, today. We didn't think about all the people that take care of the applications, because we were like, well, we don't really know how many we have, so we won't look at it.
In the short term, amidst the Pentagon's uncertainty about the 2013 budget, the Navy told its CIO to remove yet another 25% from IT spending in this year alone. Haith says that means her office is only approving projects that are 100% mission critical. Everything else is being placed in a basket that will be addressed later on. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.